ain't through crying yet. Look at your pretty face, already soaking wet. I'm gonna try to make him just a memory. Come on, baby, let's get started. First thing you got to see, oh, he ain't worth missing. Oh, we should be kissing. Stop all this foolish wishing. He ain't worth missing. I know your head is turning. I know your heart is burning. Girl, you gotta listen. Don't you know he ain't worth missing? If you need someone to hold you, someone to ease your pain, well, I'll be holding steady. Girl, when you get ready, I'm gonna show you love is a good thing.
I've never asked you where you've been. I've never called and checked your story. You stayed out with all your old friends. I've never tried to catch you lying. I didn't want to know the truth. I'd rather go on loving blind, girl, than go on loving without you. I wish I didn't know now what I didn't know then. I wish I could start this whole thing over again. I'm not saying that you ever be true. I just don't want to know how it ends. You'd still have my heart in the palm of your hand. I'd still look like a fool in front of your friend. Yeah, I wish somehow I didn't know now what I didn't know then. Said what I don't know. Couldn't hurt as bad as leaving you. Turns out I knew what I was thinking. It ain't an easy thing to do. Well, I guess I should be going. I sure found out too much to stay. Please don't say you're sorry. I might wait another day. I wish I didn't know now what I didn't know then. I wish I could start this whole thing over again. I'm not saying that you could ever be true. I just don't want to know how it ends. You'd still have my heart in the palm of your hand. I'd still look like a fool in front of your friend. Somehow I didn't know now what I didn't know then. Ah, you still have my heart in the palm of your hand. Look like a fool in front of your friends. Yeah, I wish somehow I didn't know now what I didn't know then. Yeah, I wish somehow I didn't know now what I didn't know then.
The old hotel, I know this boulevard much too well. It hasn't changed since I've been gone. Ah, this used to be my way home. They paved the road through the neighborhood. I guess the county finally fixed it good. It was getting rough. Someone finally complained enough. Fight the tears back with their smile. Stop and look for a little while. Oh, it's plain to see the only thing missing is me. That's my house and that's my car. That's my dog in my backyard. There's the window to the room where she lays a pretty head. Out by the fence, not long after we moved in. There's my kids and that's my wife. Who's that man running my life? If I pulled in, would it cause a scene? They're not really expecting me. Those kids have been through hell.
I hear they've adjusted well. Turn around in the neighbor's drive, I'd be hard to recognize in his pickup truck. It's just an old fixer up. Drive away one more time. A lot of things running through my mind. I guess the less things change, the more they never seem the same. That's my house and that's my car. That's my dog in my backyard. There's a window to the room where she lays her pretty head. I planted that tree out by the fence not long after we moved in. There's my kids and that's my wife. Who's that man running my life? My kids and that's my wife. But who's that man running my life? Who's that man running my life?
What a relaxing thing at the beach. You're listening to killradio.org. It is the Friday Night Overnight Show with Ed. Yeah, luxury, luxury, luxury. Beach houses that fall into the ocean. Sand beneath your feet, which is a great feeling. I love Venice Beach. I love Venice Beach. I love Santa Monica Beach, Malibu Beach. I love all the beaches in Southern California as long as we keep them clean. So check out healthebay.org and have beach cleanup. Take a gander and clean up the beach. You know, don't leave your soft drink. We want that clean air. You guys didn't hear in the news just recently, they discovered if you live in the Long Beach area of Los Angeles, that you're likely to get asthma, cancer, with all the diesel. If you use an alternative fuel, we might not get so many things. 15 miles inland. Can you believe that? Can't believe that, man. That's crazy. I'm glad I don't live there. I live it in good old Los Angeles. And you're listening to killradio.org, and this is Friday Night Overnight Show with Ed. I'm going to give you some more Toby Keith coming your way. enjoy. He should be showing his...
I used to come home late, not a minute too soon, barking like a dog, howling at the moon. You'd be mad as a nowhere hen, up all night wondering where I'd been. I'd fall down and say, come help me, honey. You laughed out loud, I guess you thought it was funny. But I sobered up, I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking. Now I'm painting the house and I'm mending the fence. I guess I gone and lost all my good sense. Too much work, it's hard for your health. I could have died drinking, now I'm killing myself. And I'm feeding the dog, sacking the trash. It's honey do this, honey do that. I sobered up and I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking. And I'm mowing the grass, and you made me a list, and I'm busting my wheel. All broke down, tailspin dragging. It's a rough old life up here on the wagon. I'm feeding the dog, sacking the trash. It's honey do this, honey do that. I sobered up and I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking. Yeah, I sobered up, now I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking.
LAPD just wants to make it through the lights. I just watched out our window, Kill Radio, an LAPD officer that didn't want to wait for a traffic light. I don't think he was going anywhere. He walked, they mosey through the light, and let's see, what time is it? That's 3:30 in the morning. Wow. Well, it's not too much longer. Yeah, I mean, I hear enough sirens past this station to drive me up the walls and down the other side, but it doesn't. I've been used to it since I was a little kid, growing up next to a freeway, and hearing ambulances heading to the hospital either way. I mean, fun thing here in L.A. is watching the bomb squad go by. Going, what's next in my neighborhood? Bet you're listening to KillRadio.org, and this is Friday Night Overnight with Ed. I am the longest live DJ on this network in this history of Kill Radio. I do 10 hours of radio. So if you want to reach us at the station, our number here is 213-252-0998. And, I'm here from midnight till 10 in the morning. Actually, it was till 8. At one time it was 8, and now it's 10. I expanded the show by 2 hours. And I love Kill Radio. It's a great organization. So support Kill Radio the best you can. And visit my friends down at the Karma Coffee House on Cahuenga and Selma in Hollywood. They're open from 8 a.m. until midnight. And check out their Thursday night comedy nights, which is organic comedy at the Karma Coffee House. Goes from 9 till about 10:30. There's some top name acts. Price it cost you is a cup of coffee. That's cheaper than spending 20-30 bucks to go to a comedy house. And you know, you for like probably $15, you can enjoy a night of comedy, which would cost you probably $30-$40. And you can check my friends out at Iowa West, which is They serve alcohol, but over at Karma Coffee House, it's strictly a coffee house. So enjoy a little more of Toby Keith.
Dear day by day. We let love just walk away, and I'll be the first to say I was glad to see it going day by day. Ever since you went away, I find that I'm still missing you. I just got to know, does that blue moon ever shine on you? I wanna hold you close to me, feel just like it used to be. And baby, if you feel like I do, you can come to me. Does that blue moon ever shine on you? On my mind, you were right there all the time. I could search and never find someone does me like you do. Here's a part where I'm giving you my heart. I was a fool to let you go. Girl, I just got to know, does that blue moon ever shine on you? I wanna hold you close to me, feel just like it used to be. And baby, if you feel like I do, you can come to me. Does that blue moon ever shine on?
Tender hand to fix it When I look in the mirror, the only thing I see are traces of the man I used to be. Late at night I hear it, it cannot be denied. A lonely voice is crying out from somewhere deep inside. What my heart needs is a woman's touch, a tender hand, a pixie to hug. It's rough and ragged edges, she could use some love. What my heart needs is a woman's touch. If I send you roses for no reason at all, out of the blue I stop and give you a call. Once in a while, it's breakfast in bed, and then pull the covers back up over our head. If I call in sick just to stay home with you, I want you to know I do what I do. My way of saying what I can't express, but I want you to know, girl, I'm doing my best. Oh, I'm just a man, that's the way I was made. I'm not too good at saying what you need me to say.
If you should wake up and catch me watching you sleep, I'd break the silence by kissing your cheek. If I whisper something you don't understand, don't make me repeat it. I don't know if I can. Oh, I'm just a man, that's the way I was made. I'm not too good at saying what you need me to say. It's always right there on the tip of my tongue. It might go unsaid, but it won't go undone. So when those three little words come so easy to you, I hope you know what I mean when I say me. Best within the given time.
kid should be with his mother. Everybody knows that. What can a father do? Babysit sometime.
Saw that friend of mine is dead. You look different somehow.
I said, everybody's got to leave the darkness sometimes. I said, I'm so happy that I can stop crying. I'm laughing through my tears. I'm laughing through my tears. I'm so happy that I can stop crying.
Listening to killradio.org, the Friday Night Overnight Show.
Couldn't been a time machine. Then maybe we'd both be 17. Cruising in my first car and acting like moves. Stars on Friday night. Do you remember those Friday nights? We were a rock, ready to roll. There was a fire down in our soul, and all the whole world had to stand still, then turn around us, 'cause that was a deal. Flowing like wine, when I was all yours and you were all mine, and we were in love. Yeah, we were in love. I can still see you when I sleep. There is a baby, you're still one.
beside my bed with a short little note. Said I had a good time and was written in lipstick red. She didn't sign her name. I wonder if that's a little secret that she keeps. Ooh, she's walking around in my lips in so silently. Ooh, she's walking around my sleep. Dream walking, pillow talking. She's calling my name again. Day's breaking, I ain't waking up. I'm sleeping.
You're listening to KillRadio.org, and this is Friday Night Overnight with Ed. You've just been listening to Toby Keith, basically his whole album. I decided not to play anybody else in that interim of time. And I guess I'm going to be playing a little bit of Good Clean Dirt coming your way. I've been playing these guys since I heard them. I really like these guys. So it's almost time to do something, so let me play with my equipment here and get something in motion for you guys. Yeah, what did I do? Turn the thing off? I hope I didn't do it. Yeah, that's not what I wanted to do. No. Welcome, you have worn that. Again, you're listening to... Yeah, I have plenty of things I want to do in life. And this is... There it is. This thing open. Open. Let's see. There it goes. Yeah, it's going to be Good Clean Dirt coming your way momentarily. Me dummy close CD case. No fun. hot weather's been funny out in the last couple of days. Thank God they got those fires out here in the Los Angeles area. Those were no fun at all. I can't breathe. Everything gets tight. And good clean dirt isn't something. Oh, I was reading something online recently, and it was blew me away that in certain regions, pregnant women actually consume dirt, and it has all these different things in it, and I thought that was kind of bizarre, so I didn't know what to think of it, you know. And I went, huh? It actually came out of like ABC News website. So I have to click over on the site. And I went, bleh. It was four pages long. I read this thing. I even saved it on a disc. Well, let me play some good clean dirt coming your way. Enjoy.
Says forever. I can't imagine where this road could end. I've been driving it for 3 days with at least 4 pounds of luggage. I only got $5 left to spend. I've got everything I care for that you didn't make me lose. May never see that warmth of love again. My pride is gone forever, and my dreams I live without. But I've got years of disappointment I can spend. And this time you're right, the fault's all mine. But I've been fucking this thing up since it began. And baby, if I'm the fool, then you'll know just what to do. No way I'll be coming home to you. It's further than I thought it was to get out to forgetting. Like every town I see is one I've known. Just like everyone I meet, I've met a million times at least. They all drive the other way down the same road. But I feel I'm getting closer with every bar along the way. And good whiskey gets you further than a mile. And I must be halfway there, cause I'm at least 3/4 drunk. I hope this car can drive itself, cause damn, I'm tired. And this time you're right, the folks are mine. Well, I've been fucking this thing up since it began. And baby, if I'm the fool, then you'll know just what to do. Coming home to you. I couldn't keep my eyes up. Road just ran itself away. I found forgetting down the ditch going 65. And it sure was hard to get here, and who'd have known to take that turn. Be so easy with this place to drive right by. And this time you're right, guy. Maybe if I'm the fool, then you'll know just what to do. There's no way I'll be coming home to you. There's no way I'll be coming home to you. Thank you. got these circles here under my eyes, and I can't remember where I got them last night when I smoked your cigarettes and listened to your lies. Well, my heart beats about my head and it's harder than ever, forgetting what never might have been true. I hope I didn't call you, but everything's fine and everything's gonna be alright by the time I figure it out. And it must be another sweet Saturday morning, 'cause I'm still sleeping in Friday night shoes. It must be another sweet Saturday morning, 'cause I'm still sleeping in Friday night. My heart beats apart, my head, and it's harder than ever, forgetting what never might have been true. I hope I didn't call you. At 6 a.m. I found myself on the floor of my kitchen, wishing I'd only had one or two. That's so hard. And everything's fine, and everything's gonna be alright by the time I figure it out. And it must be another sweet Saturday morning, 'cause I'm still sleeping in Friday night shoes. And it must be another sweet Saturday morning, 'cause I'm still sleeping in Friday night shoes. Got these circles here under my eyes, and I can't remember where I got them last night when I smoked your cigarettes and listened to your lies. My heart beats apart, my head, and it's harder than ever, forgetting what never might have been true. I hope I didn't call you, but everything fine. And everything's gonna be alright by the time I figure it out. Everything's fine, and everything's gonna be alright by the time I figure it out. And it must be another Saturday morning, 'cause I'm still sleeping. Oh, sweet Saturday morning, I'm still sleeping. Oh, sweet Saturday morning, I'm still sleeping in Friday night shoes. I'm singing this song, cause it's time it was sung. I'm putting it off for a while, but it's harder by now that the truth is so clear that I cry when I'm seeing you smile. So goodbye, so long, the road calls me dear. Your tears cannot buy me anymore. And farewell to the girl with the sun in her eyes. Can I kiss you and then I'll be gone? Every time that I try to tell you that we lost the magic we had at the start, well, I weep my heart when I look in your eyes and I search once again for the spark. So goodbye, so long, the road calls me dear. Your tears cannot buy me anymore. And farewell to the girl with the sun in her eyes. Can I kiss you and then I'll be gone? Time now to go, so I leave you to cry in the rain. Though I held in my hand the key to all joy, honey, my heart was not born to be tamed. So goodbye, so long, the road calls me dear. Your tears cannot bind me anymore. And farewell to the girl with the sun in her eyes. Can I kiss you and then I'll be gone?
Gone. Well, there's nothing left to say except maybe you're gone.
guess I'll just sit myself down a while. Maybe try to sing myself to sleep. I can't find a damn thing to sit myself on. And baby, where the hell is my TV? You know you didn't have to take a whiskey with you. And my guitar seems a little extreme. You didn't even leave any supper for me. What the hell am I supposed to eat? There's nothing left to say. Maybe you're gone. Well, there's nothing left to say.
You're listening to killradio.org. And that was Good Clean Dirt. I just played. They're still going, I guess.
I guess not. No, that was the end of Good Clean Dirt. Yeah, you're... Let me play my favorite artist. I only like one song out of this album anyway, but it's a great artist. Good Clean Dirt. You know there's a link for that. And there's always fun times. Mr. Ray Stevens. I think you've been... Any old timers out there would know who this man is. And he's got some interesting music. Yeah, 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 yeah. You're listening to KillRadio.org. It is Friday Night Overnight Show with Ed. And you've had the pleasure of listening to Good Clean Dirt. Actually, I heard these guys in person a while back, and they're great. So I hope you take a listen. Here's Ray Stevens.
Do you have that run down feeling? Does your head go reeling? Are you nervous, jumpy, or on the edge? Is it neuritis, neuralgia, a head cold distress? Or maybe it's your sinus drainage? Do you have tired blood, beriberi, or maybe you're a little overweight? You better make some correction in all this infection. Just send in $1.98. Get rid of that running nose, that nagging cough, that sneeze, that chew, that wheeze, and other injuries. Take the wonder drug that cures all your ills. Take Jeremiah Peabody's polyunsaturated, quick dissolving, fast acting, pleasant tasting green and purple pills. Oh yeah. Well, it won't upset your stomach. It's good for arthritis. It soothes all your aches and pains. Get rid of those hammers in your head. Don't be a hypochondriac. Start feeling better again. Clear up that fungus among us. It's good for every ailment, including water on the knee. And it's guaranteed to be just what you need for quick, fast, speedy relief. Get rid of that running nose, that nagging cough, that sneeze, that chew, that wheeze, and other injuries. Take the wonder drug that cures all your ills. Take Jeremiah Peabody's polyunsaturated, quick dissolving, fast acting, pleasant tasting, green and purple pills. Oh yeah, little green and purple pills. Tell you about Ahab, the Arab, the sheik of the burning sands. He had emeralds and rubies just a dripping off of him, and a ring on every finger of his hand. He wore a big old turban wrapped around his head and a scimitar by his side. And every evening about midnight he'd jump on his camel named Clyde and ride silently through the night to the sultan's tent, where he would secretly meet up with Fatima of the Seven Veils, the swingin'est number one dancer in the sultan's whole harem. Cause like him and her had a thing going, you know, and they'd been carrying on for some time now behind the sultan's back. And you could hear him talk to his camel as he rode out across the dunes. His voice would cut through the still night desert air, and he'd say, oh, yo! Put you there and make some whoa, babies. And Clyde say, well, he brought his camel to a screeching halt in the rear of Fatima's tent. Jumped off Clyde, snuck around the corner and into the tent he went. There he saw Fatima laying on a zebra skin rug, on her fingers and bells on her toes and a bone in her nose. Ho, ho.
And there she was, friends and neighbors laying there in all her radiant beauty, eating on a raisin and a grape and an apricot and a pomegranate, a bowl of chitterlings, two bananas, three Hershey bars, and sipping on an ROC Coca-Cola, listening to her transistor, watching the Grand Ole Opry and reading Mad Magazine while she sung, "Does your chewing gum lose its flavor?" And Ahab walk up to her and he say, "Oh yeah, 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 oh 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 yeah." Which is Aramaic for, "Let's twist again like we did last summer, baby." And she say, Sultan walked in. Ahab knew that this was the end. Him and Fatima was caught by surprise, and the Sultan had fire flashing out of his eyes. Well, the Sultan charged at Ahab, intending to make a dent in his head. But he fled with Fatima, and out of the tent they went. They jumped on Clyde and started the ride, cutting out across the sand with the Sultan's whole army in hot pursuit. On and on they ran. Well, to make the long story short, they got away, cause they want no animal alive what could keep up with Clyde once he got started, cause he was the swiftest steed on the old desert babies. And they made it across the border where Ahab hopped all his rubies and emeralds, and they bought him a swanging little split level pad and lived happy ever after. Yeah, and that's the story about Ahab, the Arab. Well, a strange thing happened the other night. You won't believe it, but I swear it's true. Harry, the hairy ape, I made his escape from the city zoo. And in the cover of a darkness, he made his way to the middle of a municipal park and hid in the bushes and waited for somebody to come walking along by himself in the dark. Then along comes somebody not suspecting nothing. Had jumped out the bushes all of a sudden, beat on his chest, jump up and down, and he say, which is the hairy ape talk for, "Boo, I bet you I scared you, ha ha." Scared that poke cat so bad his eyes bugged out, his hair turned white, and he went off to the municipal park screaming and hollering, tearing down the shrubbery, digging up the lawn, knocked down to keep off the grass sign, run through the hurricane fence, and fell in a municipal swimming pool and drowned himself. Oh. Well, Harry thought this were the funniest thing that he had ever seen. And he laughed, jumped back in the bushes, got ready to do it again. The next guy that come along was a nearsighted local DJ, just bopping down the sidewalk on his way to work with a box of records under his arm that he was gonna play. So he come, not suspecting nothing, had jumped out the bushes all of a sudden, beat on his chest, jump up and down, and he say, which is Harry Ape talk for, "Ooh, I bet you I scared you, ha ha." Man, that radio announcer didn't even bat an eye. He was so nearsighted he thought Harry was a rock and roll singer. So he give him the old glad hand, slap him on the back, smile and say, "Don't worry, man, I'm gonna play the record." Then he say, "Bye." Bopped on off down the sidewalk, every 4 or 5 steps he stopped and do a little mashed potatoes. Harry just stood there watching until he got out of sight. Man, he didn't know what to think. I mean, it really shook him up. And he run back to his cage as fast as he could go and jump up on his little swing, put both hands over his eyes and didn't look for 3 hours and 45 minutes. But that's not the end of our story. No, here's what happened. Well, the DJ played Harry's record.
What record?
Shut up, it was a hit and he became a star. He got in some tight britches, got him a manager, went on promotion tour, combed his hair back and took up playing the guitar. And every Sunday afternoon you can go and see Harry at the zoo. And the girls will scream and he'll sit on his swing and pick and sing his hit record for you.
really laying down the sound as much as you can stand. They got three outfits, a red, yellow, and blue Volkswagen station wagon luggage carrier too. Got their name painted on the side, you know it looks so grand. Talking about Freddie Feelgood and his funky little five-piece band. Oh yeah. They got a drummer named Yum Yum, he can really go some, blows real cool, make all the girls droop. They got a cat named Ace, he blows the bass. They got a fella named Tyrone, he plays trombone. Cat named Percy, have mercy, plays piano in the treble clef. And the trumpet man, he's the leader of the band. Yes, Freddie Feelgood himself. Work out now. Rip out the boom. Lip out, bam. Do, do, lip out, boom. Do, do, do. Every place they go, everybody starts rocking on the dance hall floor, stomping their feet to the rhythm and clapping their hands. Yeah, you can bet everybody's gonna have a good time, cause the music they play, you know it sounds so fine. It's the kind of with a down-home beat that you can understand. Talking about Freddie Feelgood and his funky little five-piece band. Whoa, yeah. Ah, work out now. Room, bam, boom, diddle, bam, boom. Ding dong do the gang gong diddle bop.
Itemize the things you covet as you squander through your life. Bigger cars, bigger houses, term insurance for your wife. Tuesday evenings with your harlot, and on Wednesdays it's your charlatan analyst. He's high up on your list. You've got air-conditioned sinuses and dark, disturbing doubt about religion. And you keep those cards and letters going out while your secretary's tempting you. Your morals are exempting you from guilt and shame. Heaven knows you're not to blame. You better take care of business, Mr. Businessman. What's your plan? Get down to business, Mr. Businessman. If you can before it's too late and you throw your life away. Did you see your children growing up today? Did you hear the music of their laughter as they set about to play? Did you catch the fragrance of those roses in your garden? Did the morning sunlight warm your soul, brighten up your day? Do you qualify to be alive, or is the limit of your senses so? Incentive, wasting precious time and health, placing value on the worthless, disregarding priceless wealth. You can wheel and deal the best of them, steal it from the rest of them. You know the score, their ethics are a bore. 86 proof anesthetic crutches prop you to the top, where the smiles are all synthetic and the ulcers never stop. They take that final inventory, yours will be the same sad story everywhere. No one will really care, no one more lonely than this rich empire. man. Let's have your autograph, endorse your epitaph. You better take care of business, Mr. Businessman. What's your plan? Get down to business, Mr. Businessman, if you can. What's your plan? Get down to business, Mr. Businessman, if you can. Hey, yeah. Hey, 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 yeah. Yeah. You better take care of business, Mr. Businessman. What's your plan? Get down to business, Mr. Businessman.
He's free as the breeze, he's always at ease. He lives in the jungle and hangs by his knees as he swings through the trees without a trapeze in his BBD. He's got a union card and he's practicing hard to play the guitar. Gonna be a big star, yeah, he's gonna go far and carry moonbeams home in a jar. He ordered Chet's guitar core, COD, makes A and E, and he's working on B, and digs C and W and R and B, and me and a chimpanzee agree that one day soon he'll be a celebrity. Get it, get it, get it, get it, ow! Guitar's there, he's a guitar man, he's all you can stand, give him a hand, guitar's there. He's got a girl named Jane with no last name, kinda homely and plain, but he loves her just the same, cause she kindles a flame and it drives him insane when he hears her sing. She really does her thing, it's her claim to fame. Come on, sing one, Jane. Well, they got a pet monkey, he likes to get drunky and sing boogie woogie and it sounds real funky. Come on, your time, boy. Sing one, monkey. Here we go. Let's hear it for the monkey. Woo! On Saturday night, they need some excitement. Jane gets right and the monkey gets tight and their voices unite in the pale moonlight and it sounds all right. Yeah, it's dynamite. It's out of sight. Let's hear it right now.
Summer night or a snow-covered winter's day.
Everybody's beautiful in their own way. Under God's heaven, the world's gonna find a way. There is none so blind as he who will not see. We must not close our minds, we must let our thoughts be free. For every eye that passes by, you know the world gets a little bit older. It's time to realize that beauty lies in the eyes of the beholder. Don't worry about what shows from without, but the love that lives within.
Listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you want to feel those good vibrations coming from the joy that His love can bring, turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on.
Oh, yes, turn your radio on.
And listen to the music. Turn your radio on.
Oh yes, turn your radio on.
And glory share. Turn your lights down low.
Oh yes, turn your lights down low.
And listen to the master's radio.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Don't you know that everybody is a radio receiver? All you gotta do is listen for the call. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you're listening, you will be a believer, leaning on the truth that will never fall. Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on.
Oh, yes, turn your radio on.
Turn your lights down low.
Oh yes, turn your lights down low.
And listen to the master's radio.
Turn your lights down low and listen to the master's radio.
Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Hello, everyone. This is your Action News reporter with all the news that is news across the nation on the scene at the supermarket. There seems to have been some disturbance here. Pardon me, sir. Did you see what happened?
Yeah, I did. I was standing over here by the tomatoes, and here he come, running through the pole beans, through the fruits and vegetables, naked as a jaybird. And I hollered over to Ethel. I said, "Don't look, Ethel." And it's too late. She'd already been in since.
He comes.
Boogie-dah, boogie-dah.
There goes.
Boogie-dah, boogie-dah.
Clothes.
Oh, yes, they call him the street.
Boogie-dah, boogie-dah.
Fastest thing on 2 feet.
Boogie-dah, boogie-dah.
He's just as proud as he can be. His anatomy, he gonna give us a peek. Oh, yes, they call him the street.
Boogie-dah, boogie-dah.
He likes to show off his physique. If there's an audience to be found, you'll be streaking it round, inviting public critique.
This is your Action News reporter once again, and we're here at the gas station. Pardon me, sir, did you see what happened?
Yeah, Dave. I was just in here getting my tires checked, and he just appeared out of the traffic. Just come streaking around the grease right there. Didn't have nothing on but a smile. I looked in there, and Ethel was getting her cold drink. I hollered, "Don't look, Ethel!" It's too late. She'd already been mooned. Flashed right there in front of the shop. So
he ain't rude.
Boogity, boogity.
He ain't rude.
Boogity, boogity.
He's just in the mood to run in the new.
Oh, yes, they call him the street.
Boogity, boogity.
He likes to turn the other cheek.
Boogity, boogity.
He's always making the news. Wearing just his tennis shoes. Guess you could call him unique.
Once again, your Action News reporter in the booth at the gym covering the disturbance at the basketball playoff. Pardon me, sir. Did you see what happened?
Yeah, thief. Hey, Tom, I was just going down there to get Ethel a snow cone. Here he come, right out of the cheap seats. Dribbling. Right down the middle of the court. Didn't have on nothing but his heels. Made a hook shot and got out through the concession stand. I hollered up at Ethel. I said, "Don't look, Ethel!" Too late. She'd already got a free shot. Grand stand. Right there from the home.
Well, yes, they call him the street.
Here comes Boogie. Who's that with
it? Same on YouTube.
Echo.
Is that you, Echo?
He's just as proud as he can be.
What do you think you're doing?
His anatomy. He gonna give us
a peek. You get your cold dog.
Well, yes, they call him the street.
Look at me, I'm as helpless as getting love treatment. I'm walking on the cloud, I can't understand, love. I missed it holding your hand. Walk my way, and a thousand violins began to play. Or it might be the sound of your hello. I missed it the moment you need. You can say that you're leading me on, but it's just what I want you to do. Don't you notice how hopelessly I'm lost? That's why I'm following you. Too much in love. say that you're leading me on. But it's just what I want you to do. Don't you know just how hopelessly I'm lost? That's why I'm following you. Should I wander through this wonderland alone, never knowing my right foot from my left, my hat from my glove, oh, I'm misty too much in love.
Guards a motorcycle code. Clowns are a clowning to the crowd and pinching every pretty girl who dares to smile. It's a glorious mess. Everybody wears a fez. The parade stretches out for a mile. It's a typical American phenomenon where all the members have a fine old time. It's the 43rd annual convention of the Grand Mystic Royal Order of the Nobles of the Alibaba Temple of the Shrine.
Operator, give me room 321, please. Hello, noble lumpkin. This here is the lustrous potentate. I said it's the lustrous potentate. The illustrious Coy, that blame it, this here's Buck. Coy, why ain't you to parade? What? Well, how'd you get that big Harley up there in your room? I can't hear you, Coy. Quit revving it up, boy. Turn it off. I just want you to know one thing. You have embarrassed us all, the whole Hey Hira delegation. Now I'll see you at the banquet, son, and you be there, Coy. You hear me? Black tie, 7 o'clock. Be there, Coy. And Coy, don't answer the phone, nudding. Well, it was all arranged by the ladies' auxiliary in the downtown convention hall. Cold roast beef, string beans, mashed potatoes, and 9 boring speeches and all. And all the tables looked fine with the Moe and David wine and chrysanthemums on each side. And the Hey Hira leaders in their rented tuxedos made the local heart swell with pride. It's a typical American phenomenon where all the members have a fine old time. It's the 43rd annual convention of the Grand Mystic Royal Order of the Nobles of the Alibaba Temple of the Shrine.
Keep out back at the motel.
Operator, 321, please. Thank you. Hello, Coy, what are you doing? What do you mean, who is this? This is Bubba. Why wasn't you at the banquet? What do you mean all you had to wear was a Hawaiian flowery shirt? Well, you may think you're fooling some people, but I know what's going on. Everybody's seen the little redhead. That's right, everybody. Why, she come running through the dinner right in the middle of the pineapple sherbet. Didn't have nothing on but your fez, Coy. Coy, you the only one's got a fez with a propeller on top. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, and she's yelling out the secret code, too, Coy.
We're gonna have to change it now.
Dad, blame it, Coy. We're gonna have to have a special meeting when we get back to Hey Hira about your conduct at this here convention. Embarrassing. Now, Coy, you be at the secret conclave tonight. Do you hear me? And keep it a secret. A secret meeting in the dead of the night with mysterious sanctimony. In accordance with prescribed rituals, a time-honored ceremony. Matters of great concern were weighed with dedicated caution, like whether or not to raise at stud or draw or spit in the ocean. It's a typical American phenomenon where all the members have a fine old time. It's the 43rd annual convention of the Grand Mystery
majestic royal order of the nobles of the Alibaba Temple of the Shrine.
You are back at the motel.
Operator, room 320. How'd you know? Hello, Coy, where have you been? No, you wasn't at the meeting. Well, I found out that at 3 o'clock this morning you was out there in your Fruit of the Looms in the motel swimming pool. A bunch of them waitresses from the cocktail lab. I just hope Charlene don't find out about this, Coy. What? Well, how'd you get that big motorcycle up there on the high dive, Coy? Now, Coy, that Bernie, that ain't no way to act. We supposed to be pillars of the community. When we get back to Hey Hira, you can just turn in your ring and your tie tack. Cause, Coy, you are out of the Shrine. You gonna be blackballed, Coy. That's right. You may have to pack your bags and leave town. What do you mean you might join the Hells Angels? Coy! Don't you hang up on me. Don't you crank that motorcycle. Who's that giggling in the background, Coy? Hello, hello, operator, we's cut off. Yeah, room 321. Coy! Don't you hang on the Lester's Potentate. This is Bubba. Coy!
Woke up this morning, turned on my TV set. There in living color was something I can't forget. This man was preaching at me, yeah, laying on a